August 3rd. After 20 horrific minutes, I think she is trying to tell me to put on her shoes. I put on her shoes, laying the Velcro firmly into the mesh of the Velcro. If you had pointed to your feet, I say, I would have known. I did, she shrieks, but does not say. No, I say, you are pointing to your legs, keeping it simple, not saying thighs. I demonstrate, slapping both my thighs fiercely with her ferocity, enjoying the sharp sting. No, she actually says, shaking her head, flinging the tears from her eyes. No. Yes, I say, you kept indicating your legs, not keeping it so simple, saying, gesturing. Whatever you say, she wails. Whatever you say, she wails again, not saying. But I know what I did. It's hard enough already, but when I do point to my feet and you don't see it, when I do get it right and you don't understand, I can't stand it. I can't breathe. I can't live. I am kneeling before her. I put my hands on her knees. I'm doing the best I can, I say, but you need to help me. I am helping you. I did help you. She isn't saying. She is so furiously not saying. Yes, here is a word, there is a word, but there is no consistency, just as there is none with the pointing, the gesturing. No consistency from day to day, from hour to hour. God damn it, she says. She does in fact say something she has never said in her life till now. God damn it, she says again. Those syllables just 3 of 30, but bullets that hit the mind's waiting target out of dozens that hit only the forest of my raw nerves. We both turn our heads when we hear the horn. I walk her through the dark garage to the van. The boy is smiling again today. He is a year younger than he was yesterday. Her face is indecent in the sunlight, the way it sags. How are you? He says. And she smiles like a shy girl. Never better, she says, and does not, cannot say. I wave as they back away down the driveway. Her eyes do not accuse me now. Her eyes are kind, soft, even amused. I wave, and she waves back, smiling with a serenity that is worse than any curse, a smile that makes me weep.